greetings and full grace to you on this day. Welcome to Thirsty Thursday. We are in the month of December for this recording of this podcast. And today I want to focus in on a gospel from Matthew 24, 36 through 44. And the title that we'll give it is Keep Watch and Prepare. Keep Watch and Prepare, a great Advent theme. And I'm using some resources from our partners at Lutheran World Relief and Bible studies that they have throughout Advent, which is a tremendous blessing to us because they sharpen our focus on the needs and the hurts and the hopes of the world. And they've invited us in to participate, and they provide a tremendous way of being the full people of God. So we'll share a story, we'll look at the scripture, we'll ask a few questions, and we'll get you out of here to live faith in the ways that God calls you to. So here we go. Since Russia invaded Ukraine in late February of this last year, the UN Refugee Agency estimates that nearly 18 million Ukrainians have been impacted. Hard to fathom, church. With 7+ million fleeing to other countries. Some 7 million more have been displaced internally within Ukraine, with 13 million people stranded in affected areas or unable to leave due to heightened security risk, destruction of infrastructure, and a lack of resources or information on where to find safety and accommodation. Through Lutheran World Relief, the love that's been poured out by people everywhere is more than 12 million to date to respond to the crisis. Because of that kind of compassion, our Ukrainian neighbors fleeing violence are being comforted into housing assistance, food, quilts, and personal care kits, and other essential items. Medical teams in areas where there's a critical shortage of healthcare are now able to take care of the ill and wounded. This is an ongoing need. Ukrainian refugees in Poland are receiving emergency cash and vouchers for both immediate and longer-term needs. And for the most vulnerable, including women and children, there are exploitation and abuse protection services there in helping to keep them safe. And so when we hear things like this, stories like this, what captures your attention? What tugs at your heart? What moves you in the way of the Spirit? Can you name that? Because you want to pay attention to that. Maybe that is how God is seeking to speak into your life. You know that for Christians all over the world, the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas are a time of preparation as we await the birth of Christ. At home, we put up and celebrate by decorating a tree, and we hang stockings. At church, we light the Advent candles and put on Christmas pageants, but we know these 4 weeks are more than preparing to celebrate an event that has already happened. They are preparing, or as Matthew says, staying awake for a future event, which we call the return of our Lord. On the surface, the gospel lesson for this week appears to be a proof text for what we call the rapture. But in fact, this scripture serves as a call to the church that until Christ comes again, our work is not complete. We are not to be complacent and idle since we know not the hour or day. It will be a glorious and unexpected return, and so we must work actively to prepare the world for it. To which we turn our attention to this text from Matthew, the necessity for watchfulness from chapter 24, verse 36 and following. Hear the word. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The gospel of our Lord. And so, church, what captures your attention there in this text? What jumped up off the page? For me, I get distracted easily about the two standing in the field, one to the next, one being there and one being taken. There's no real reason given for why the one is there and the one has been taken. A lot of people have inserted a lot of that into the story, saying, well, the one who was left behind is the one who wasn't faithful enough. But there's no reference to who's faithful here amongst these units of people. It says they're simply living in relationship. They're marrying and giving in marriage. They're living their lives. They're working in the field. They're grinding the meal. They're providing one to the next. There's no explanation. There's no explanation for why one is taken and one is left. And so when I think about that, I think about all the unexpected things that happen in our life. Isn't this story true of most of us? We go about our days and our living, and until the joy happens, or until the tragedy happens, until the news finds us, or we're the one bearing the news, whether good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, so much of life runs in a rhythm. We take so much for granted. We're just doing what we do, sometimes with little thought, just falling into our own patterns or habits or maybe even ruts. But the unexpected is always taking place. And I think it's unexpected too when we talk about the Son of God breaking into our world. For none of us can truly imagine that a God would love so much to bend low, to break into the world the way that he does as an infant, vulnerable and weak and needing to be cared for. So we got to keep our eyes open, because God is at work in still unexpected ways. Which leads me to that question. What are unexpected things that have happened in your life, in the life of the church, and how have you handled them? What are the unexpected things that have happened in your life, in the life of the church, and how have you handled them? I think everyone here on this podcast land can say, listen up, folks. A lot has been unexpected in recent years. Nobody imagines worldwide pandemics. Nobody imagines coming out on the other side of a pandemic. Nobody really knows much of what to expect or where it's going to go. It's why you pivot, you turn, you keep working, you keep plodding along. As Martin Luther said, if he knew the world was ending tomorrow, he'd still go out and plant a tree today, because planting really matters. Leaving something good in the place still matters. Because ultimately, we do not know what tomorrow will bring. But spend some moments here and journal through a little bit. What are unexpected things in your life, and how have you handled them? The next question then is, in what areas of your life are you complacent, and why? What areas maybe are you hanging back and a little too passive? Again, if we're in a season of preparing and awareness and waking up to what God is doing, are there areas of your faith life or any area of your life that have gone a little bit dormant that you want to revive and see life in yet again? And if so, why? Where is that place? What will it look like? And the last question for you today is, Matthew encourages the listeners here to stay awake. He's saying, stay awake and prepare. So what do you think he was encouraging them to do? Be really specific. What might it mean for you and me? Where do we need to be woken up? Our senses, our awareness, maybe the stories that go on around us. You know, I know for me, sometimes when the world is overwhelming and I don't know where to turn, it's easier just to turn everything off, to unplug everything. If I can't log on to the news, if I can't read the newspaper, if I can't see what people are posting, perhaps I can hide myself from all the hard, the difficult, and the indifferent stuff of our world. But is that what God needs? For a Christian witness in the world to go silent, to be dormant, to hang back, to sit in the back, and to do or say nothing? As I pray through that, no, God has some strong encouragement, just as Matthew is giving to us today. Rise up, get after it, do something, be a blessing in the world. Pay attention, because God is always going to do a new thing when the church is on the move. And that, folks, right there, is some enlivening stuff to consider on this Thirsty Thursday. When will Jesus return? We do not know. We don't know the hour, the day, and what it's going to look like. But I do know this. As one of my seminary professors said, take it to the bank, cash the check, bet your life on it. He is coming back. This God of the future will return to us to raise us up and to make all things new. And so let us pray. God of the unexpected, we have hopes and dreams and expectations, and we want life to look a certain way. We often become complacent and ignore the world around us. So wake us up for the sake of our neighbor, so we may be active participants in your kingdom today. Yes, Lord, pour us out as a living vessel of life, both in this age and in the age to come. And God's great people out there say amen. All right, dear church, make sure you share your love during this Advent season. Celebrate the birth of Christ, for God comes into the world. God with us, God for us. Y'all take good care. Stay thirsty, my friends.